This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The governors convene an all-party meeting this evening to discuss the ongoing conflict across West Asia. The meeting will take place in the Parliament complex. Talking to reporters at the Parliament premises, Union Minister Prahlad Joshi said it is also the opposition's duty to play a constructive role during a crisis, but unfortunately the opposition is playing petty politics over it. Republican Party of India AA Chief and Union Minister Ramdas Athawale said during the meeting everyone should share their perspectives.
As the central government has convened an all-party meeting on the West Asia crisis today, there will be a discussion on the West Asia crisis at the all-party meeting. Everyone should bring in their perspectives. All opposition leaders have also been invited to discuss what India's role should be in relation to the ongoing war.
Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had made a statement in both houses of parliament on the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Speaking in the Rajya Sabha yesterday, Prime Minister Modi announced the constitution of 7 empowered groups to deal with the consequences of war and evolve strategies on fuel, fertilizers, gas, supply chains and inflation. The government has debunked news reports and social media posts claiming that LPG refill booking timelines have been revised for Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana PMUY connections to 45 days. The Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas has said the news reports and social media posts also claimed the new timelines as 25 days for non-PMUY single bottle connections and 35 days for non-PMUY double bottle connections. The Ministry clarified that no such changes have been made. It added that the existing refill booking timelines remain unchanged and continue to be 25 days in urban areas and 45 days in rural areas. Bharat Petroleum and Hindustan Petroleum have said that there is no shortage of fuel across the nation. In a social media post, they said that adequate stocks of LPG, crude oil, petrol, diesel and aviation turbine fuel are available and supply chains are operating smoothly without any disruption. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the government is empowering the MSMEs, farmers and cooperatives as they are the centre of employment generation, production and overall development of the country. She was replying to the discussion on the Finance Bill 2026 in Lok Sabha today. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-27. Railway Minister Ashwani Vaishnav has said that around 1,024 new trains have been introduced across the country in the post-COVID period. The minister was replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today. Mr. Vaishnav said railways is the transport of the poor and middle class and the government is focusing on providing smooth and affordable transportation services to them. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has assured that the government is taking decisive steps to build domestic manufacturing capacity in rare earth permanent magnets. The minister was replying to the question hours in Lok Sabha. Admitting the current gap in indigenous production, the minister said over the last 11 years, the government made several efforts to strengthen India's self-reliance in the sector and is now in the process of scaling up production. India's economic growth is expected to remain resilient at 7.1% in the financial year 2026-27, despite ongoing geopolitical tensions, according to a report by S&P Global. Its latest economic outlook report states that India will continue to be among the fastest-growing major economies, supported by strong domestic demand, steady exports and a gradual recovery in private investment. Iran exchanged fresh strikes with Israel and launched new waves of attacks on Gulf states as West Asia conflict has entered its 26th day today. It comes amid US President Donald Trump's remarks saying United States was making progress in its efforts to negotiate an end to the war with reports of a 15-point plan sent to Tehran. The plan calls for Iran to dismantle its three main nuclear facilities, end uranium enrichment on its soil, and suspend its ballistic missile program. In return, all nuclear-related sanctions would be lifted. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading over 2% higher in the afternoon session today, driven by hopes of de-escalation in West Asia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.